So good morning. One of the things that I noticed in my own meditation practice, especially in my early years, is that depending on what was going on in my life, when I sat down to meditate, it would take me about 15 minutes for my mind to begin to calm down. And and I learned to trust that it just would, but during that 15 minutes, I would really apply my efforts wholeheartedly. I was just waiting for my mind to stop thinking so much, which it would. But I didn't really realize that those 15 minutes were reinforcing 15 minutes of I don't like a busy mind, and I'm not going to pay attention to it. And finally realized that I was seeing thinking as being outside of the meditation process. And, I just really clung to the idea, well, when I stop thinking so much, then I'll pay attention. And it's fascinating because when I finally turned towards those 15 minutes with the respect and care they deserved, I really began to notice the unpleasant aspects of vegetation that I've been avoiding. And but it wasn't just that. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And I found those 15 minutes became very, very interesting. And the more interesting they became, the less unpleasant also. So kind of a very, I encourage you to make that time, if that's part of your pattern, a valuable part of your practice. We like being calm. It's really nice. It's wonderful to be calm. And we don't like, it's much nicer not having a lot of thoughts running around the mind, because and because of that, we tend to judge it as undesirable. But it's really important. We think a lot. Our brains do this. It's important not to place thought outside of mindfulness practice. We're already thinking. What we want to do is be mindful of our thinking and to turn our thoughts towards what is useful. Applying wise effort uses a lot of thinking. We couldn't apply wise effort without thinking, without skillful thinking. Thinking is a wonderful tool. If you think about it, it's allowed us to develop civilization, art, technology, communication, helps us survive. But it's like any tool, like a knife, which can, make a meal or be a weapon. So again, with wise effort, we turn to how to make thinking useful, and how to let go of the ways that thinking might be harmful. In meditation, we use thoughts often. I don't know if you have a little director that says, come back to the breath, I have one, and it tells me what's happening often. And it's useful. Come back to the breath, or relax your shoulders, or these little thoughts that are actually really helpful. If I'm caught in a hindrance, the thinking process can help me kind of put my arms around it, to be able to really see it clearly. The mind loves to think, it's a thought generator. It's a normal part of being human. But as with everything else, when we're not directing the mind consciously, we're not doing a project, we're not, really consciously directing it, it will tend to fall into grooves that it's used to and generate the same kind of thoughts we're used to thinking about. That just by being mindful that we're thinking, we can strengthen the mindfulness group. So in meditation, I find it really helpful to commit to setting aside our concerns, to start my sit with, I like the idea of, you take all your concerns, and it's not that you're going to get rid of them, but you're going to just put them on a shelf for a while. Just put them aside for a while. And then I also needed to commit to relating mindfully to the thoughts that come up, not just try to shoot them away. Okay, get out of here. You know, that was my general attitude. So our job is to be aware that we're thinking, but not engage with them, not ask them over for dinner. You know, it's okay if they ring the doorbell. There's such a strong pull to think, you know. And one of the things that I noticed is how much I want to think sometimes. Even if I'm not thinking, there's a strong desire to think. And then we also have what we call this monkey mind, you know, when the mind jumps from one branch to another, one thought to another. So when that's happening, we can be mindful of that. We don't have to make it wrong. This whole process of thinking, you know, is weaving it into a practice. It's part of who we are, part of what's happening. It's helpful to be aware of the kinds of thoughts we have. It makes us less likely to get trapped by them, to get sucked in. Most of our thoughts either fall into thinking about the past, thinking about the future, or something in the present that we might be dissatisfied with. In meditation, most of those thoughts aren't helpful. But if we're mindful, we can simply notice, I'm thinking about the future. The moment we acknowledge that we're thinking about the future, that's in the present. We're no longer lost, no longer sucked in. Sometimes thoughts fall into repeated patterns. And my favorite repeated pattern was always compulsive planning. I would plan the same thing over and over, especially during meditation. There was this part of it was just entertaining to do it, but part of it was a deep anxiety. And it's really helpful when we do something like that, you know, like we plan something that we really don't need to plan, you know, and it's and the anxiety that's not going to come out right or something on that level. And so we can drop down to our emotion, to how it feels in the body, to what's fueling that. The other really common pattern that many of us are experts at is judging, so it's really helpful to notice when we're judging and to not judge ourselves for judging. Judging, you know, with a very harsh voice, and they go, oh, judging. And until my voice got a little friendlier to the fact that I was judging my judging and my judging. So some of those, same thing with worry, you know, thoughts about worry, you know, drop down to the body. And then you're in the present. We're no longer lost. One pattern that I find the trickiest, you know, well, they're all tricky, but is impatient thoughts. There can be really insidious. How many of you, at least once during the retreat, had this little tiny thought that said, how much longer before the bell rings, right? And yeah, I see some hands, right? And the more we do that, the more we're likely to do that. You know, and I used to meditate with my clock in front of me. I'd open my eyes, how much longer? And And it creates a pattern. It's a pattern and supports our impatience. It's like saying, oh, I'm getting better at impatience. Great. That's what that means. And so really recognizing that that's what we're practicing when we do that. But really, what's really happening in that moment when we go, how much longer? How much longer? What's really happening? There's something unpleasant going on in us that we don't want to know. So what's really helpful at that time is to ask ourselves, you know, when it arises, you know, the desire to open our eyes to, you know, how much longer, you know, what is it I don't want to feel right now? You know, asking that question can be really, really helpful. Using thought in a skillful manner. In this practice, we turn towards the difficult to see it clearly. Not what's wrong, but what's difficult, what's challenging to meet. So the one other thing I'd like to say is, you know, we all have different tendencies and different ways of thinking. Some people have a lot of words, just a lot of words in their thinking. Some of them have complete sentences or often have complete sentences. Some of us have fragments of sentences. Some people have a lot of images. You know, so the way we think can vary quite a bit from one person to another, or maybe sometimes, like I notice for myself, if my energy's low, I get a lot more images, a lot more images. Whereas if my energy is on the restless side of things, I get a lot more, you know, words, and longer sentences when I'm restless. But primarily, we want to recognize that we're thinking and not get caught in the content of the thought. If we have a memory of an argument, for instance, and we wake up in the middle of that memory, we can know thinking and then let go of involvement with the memory. I like the image of a train. You know, when we're mindful of our thinking, we can just watch the train go by, watch the thoughts go by. But at other times, such as when we're caught in by a memory, we actually have to get off the train. We got on that train. Sometimes a thought train just goes away the moment we look at it. That's the way my mind usually works. I look at a thought train and it just poof, it disappears. Other times it can continue. I've had thoughts, you know, I've stopped disengaging and they just kind of go on like, wow, it's got its story of its own, its own momentum, but I'm not engaging with it. I'm just observing it like watching a movie. And sometimes we let go of the thought and it's back again. You know, we can just meet it with mindfulness each time. You know, all thoughts come and go. They're so fleeting. They're so short. There's a saying I like, all thoughts self-liberate. So we don't have to be caught by them. They free themselves. Sometimes when we're thinking a lot, and it's really helpful to go to the body sensations of thinking. For instance, you know, if I've been working on a project and I'll sit down, my mind's just so full, you know, and my mind will feel kind of like, you know, just this buzzing in my brain, in my head. It'll feel very physical, you know, and that's a really nice way to drop the thinking engagement with the thinking and go to the body. Some thoughts, you know, bring a feeling of tension, tightness, tight belly. I mean, certain thoughts, you know, thinking about politics, you know, most people aren't so relaxed these days. So really whatever the thought is, we can always, if it's something that's concerning us, we can always drop into the body sensations. And I find noting sometimes really helpful with when I'm caught with thinking. Just a very light note, either thinking, or planning, or worrying. And lastly, before we do a meditation, I want to kind of go back to the idea of thinking of the mind as having a foreground and a background. And a lot of thoughts can come and go in the background. They are not a problem. But even when they're center stage and they dominate our experience, they still don't have to be a problem. So, but most of the time, we can let them be in the background and not be concerned. Oh, for instance, sometimes people count breaths to get settled and they recognize that they're thinking in the background and they go, well, am I supposed to start my counting over because the thought showed up? But if it's in the background, we can just let it be in the background. It's still our attention is mostly here. I'll be watching my breath and I'll have a little thought going, oh, you're doing really good, those kind of little thoughts. Yeah, that's in the background. It doesn't have to dominate. So great. So let's go ahead and take a comfortable but alert posture. A dignified posture. Dignified and lighthearted. So take a few deep breaths. And with each exhale, settle into your body, relaxing any obvious tension or holding. Allow the breath to return to normal. Bring your awareness to your body. Just gently scanning the body and relaxing or softening what you can relax. Just briefly, your forehead, your face, your head, neck and shoulders. Your entire back. Settling into your pelvis. The front of your body, the chest. The solar plexus, really allowing the belly to be soft. Releasing any tensions in your arms and hands, in your legs and feet. And when you're ready, begin to notice how you notice the breath. However, it's easiest to notice, allowing it to be your home, allowing it to be the anchor of your attention. Now, as an exercise, just for a few minutes, let your mind do what it wants. Just notice your thoughts. And when you notice a thought or thought train, notice whether it's an image, a word, a fragment of a sentence, a complete sentence, or maybe you just know the thought, but don't really have something you can pin it down with. You just name it, image, sentence, fragment, if that's helpful. Just for a few minutes now. And return your attention to the breath, to your home base, staying close to the sensations of breathing. Your mind wanders, gently come back to the breath. No need to judge the wandering mind. Just return to the breath. In the same way that we've been paying attention to the body and emotions, we can expand our attention to include any compelling thoughts that arise. If thoughts are in the background, we can let them stay there and keep the breath in the foreground. But if we notice that or thinking, or that we've become lost in thought. We can meet the thoughts with a non-judgmental awareness until the thought disappears, then return to the breath. Same thing if an emotion arises or strong physical sensation arises, or thoughts arise. If they're compelling, we give them attention. We give them loving, kind attention. And when they dissipate, we come back to the breath, to the anchor. If we're thinking, it can be helpful to label it. Thinking. Noting can give us a little more objectivity about our thinking. Or if you have a repetitive thought pattern like judgment, planning, worry, you can note those. Judging. All thoughts are insubstantial. They arise and pass away. A traditional metaphor often used in meditation is to think of ourselves as a mountain, grounded, rooted. Here we are. The mind might wander away, but we can return and feel ourselves here, rooted in this body, in the present, grounded. When thoughts come by, we can think of them like clouds floating by. The mountain isn't bothered by the clouds. Mountain isn't bothered by the rain, by the storm. Just things that come and go. And it can be helpful to stay alert to the tone of your inner voice. Allow your inner voice to be gentle and friendly. And if you ever feel confused by what you're experiencing or by your thinking, it's fine to just simply return the attention to the breath and get settled again. So much of what we think is conditioned and often not particularly helpful. What's amazing is sometimes often, even after 500 repetitions of some thoughts, they can be just as compelling as the first time. Many, many of our thoughts tend to revolve around our sense of self, how we want to be, how we want to be perceived, how we're afraid we appear to others, or how we want to appear to others. Some of us rehearse how we're going to act or what we're going to say. In meditation, we let our thoughts be. We notice them. We don't need to manipulate them. If we have unhelpful thoughts, it's enough to notice. Just by observing them, seeing that they're just thoughts that come and go, they begin to loosen their grip on us. We don't need to push them away, and we don't need to believe them. So I'll end with a quote I love. From Ajahn Sumedho, the spacious mind has room for everything. It's like the space in a room which is never harmed by what goes in and out of it. The spacious mind has room for everything. It's like the space in a room which is never harmed by what goes in and out of it. So thank you. And I do have a few announcements. First, I'd like to apologize to those of you who tried to come to our drop-in group last night. We had a technical issue. And the room was deleted for a while. So a few people found it, but so I apologize. And this is what happens with this technology sometimes. And we fold it into the practice, make it work how it works. Then another announcement is we'll have a Q&A tonight at the 6:45 p.m. sit. We'll have both Guli and I will be there, and we'll do it here in the meditation hall. So you don't have to find any other room. Just come here. And, you know, if we need to, because we didn't have the group last night, we can go a little bit longer than we planned. So hopefully we have time for everybody's questions if they're there. Maybe everybody's so mellowed out they have nothing to bring up. So all of you have practice discussions this morning with either Guru or I. So please check your schedule and check the time. As we go into deeper and retreat, time begins to have a different relationship with us. Please get there like a minute early or so. Enjoy your practice this rest of this wonderful day. Thank you.